Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Going to jump on the Ingalls Advantage talk line with Brian in Fountain Inn.
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
Good. Okay. Yeah, what's on your mind?
Well, going back to what y'all were saying about how the left wants to shut down speech, you know, you see it all the time with the tech companies, YouTube, now Pinterest. Pinterest, they have, you know, Project Veritas.
Yeah.
Okay, their latest video, somebody from Pinterest come with evidence showing how, I forgot the name of the site, but it's a anti-abortion or it's a pro-life site. And now they've categorized that when you search for it as a porn site, you know, put it in there so it'll be blocked. He showed how words and phrases and stuff associated with conservative YouTubers like Ben Shapiro and stuff like that are blocked. And it's all, I mean, he's got all the documentation in the latest video, how they're silencing conservatives doing this. And, Steven Crowder, I don't know if you know Steven Crowder, watch any of his videos. Vox was complaining and complaining to YouTube about him, and now they've demonetized him, even though he didn't break any of the rules. I mean, they just shut him down slowly, slowly, slowly.
Yep. And you got to look, okay, we're looking, I think the problem is that conservatives have looked at this wrong, Brian. You're looking at it as free speech. When you look at a Laura Loomer or a Steven Crowder, or any of these people, and Alex Jones, they're not just commentators who fire off at the mouth. They make their money. They are a business. They make their money on YouTube, on Facebook, like that. So when they're being shut down, yeah, their speech is being taken away from them as they're deplatformed. Their businesses are being stolen from them.
I know.
For having the wrong political view, which is exactly, if you look at it, what has happened to Facebook in Texas. That Governor Abbott just corrected.
Yeah, I agree.
And when you look at it from a business perspective, I feel this as a journalist. I mean, it is amazing to me to see Creative Loafing Creative Loafing used to be 60, 70 pages long, had a full newsroom. And that was like 15 years ago, right? Well, now it's a purely online publication. And there's two people that put it together. Why? Because all of the revenue was taken by social media. In fact, there was a study out the other day, half of the revenue that used to go to media outlets across the country, whether it's ABC News, your local newspaper, you know, your local rag like Creative Loafing was, half of that money is gone. It is in the social media coffers now, right? And
right. They
make that money off of taking the news product produced by what reporters are left and monetizing it for themselves, right? So they now control. They control the gateway to the newsroom. Before, if you had enough money, you could open a newspaper, and if people wanted to read it, awesome, you'd succeed. If they didn't, you wouldn't. That's fair. That's capitalism. Now they slam the gateway shut, and they profit off the articles. And so if they're going to decide who gets to be a reporter and who gets to own a news business, no matter how much money you have to invest, we've never experienced that in this country since its founding. That is antitrust. Go ahead.
John Stossel did a report on citizen journalism. I mean, in the wake of the way the media is now, social media plays such a big role in getting Donald Trump elected, because that's a lot of ways the only truth can get out, you know, through social media, what you see, what you hear in opposition to what they're putting up as truth. And slowly, slowly, they're trying to just weed everybody out, to shut everybody down, shut everybody out.
Yep. And keep in mind, they're not just shutting out voices. These are businesses they're shutting down.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, that's all I had for you.
Well, thank you, Brian. And you've brought this up. This is kind of going to be a preview, because I'm going to do a big thing on this. I've been cutting audio like a madwoman on this. I'm going to do a bigger thing on this later this week, but I want to just tease it a little bit. Because you got to understand what is at stake here. Hold on, Chris. Let's hold off for a second. This is Laura Loomer. I've talked to you a lot about Laura Loomer because she had a large business online. She had 265,000 followers just on Twitter, huge Facebook following. She made her living entirely from the internet, and she made the mistake of calling Ilhan Omar correctly an anti-Semite. Laura Loomer is not just conservative, she's Jewish. Think about this. We are shutting down a Jew who accurately called out an anti-Semite. Well, later on, the Democrats were forced to denounce Ilhan Omar, if only tepidly. But she lost everything for criticizing Ilhan Omar, which Nancy Pelosi was later forced to do, but she didn't lose her Twitter account. Okay, here's what's at stake here. She's not just lost her account. She's not just lost her account. That is only part of it. It's this. She has been destroyed. She has been destroyed personally. Because listen to what happens once they do this to you. She's been called a white supremacist. It's not true. She's been called a neo-Nazi. Absolutely not true. Lies. But you have no platform to respond. So what happens when now you can't pay all your bills? Gotta go get a job. What do employers do? They look online. She can't get a job.
You feel demoralized. Where am I going to work? Who's going to hire me? I mean, I can't go into the real world and just get a regular job. I can't do that because the left has, you know, created this narrative that I'm a Nazi, that I'm a white supremacist. And anybody in the real world, if I were to say, I don't want to be Laura Loomer, the conservative journalist, I want to be Laura Loomer, a regular person, I could not live in regular society because the left has depersoned me the same way that they have depersoned Alex Jones and Roger Stone and Milo Yiannopoulos and many others.
So think about what this does real quick, Brian, just to wrap this up. And we're going to do a huge thing. I'm going to do an hour on this later on this week. Because these are the exact same tactics the Stasi used. They even had a word for them, and I'm going to prove it. But think about what this says to you. Okay, don't even start a business online if you are a right winger. Don't even start a commentary business online because you will be depersoned. And not only will you lose that business, not only might we take it at any time, but you will be so destroyed and damaged after the lies that we tell about you that you will not be able to work in any industry anywhere ever again. You will not be able to own a business selling widgets anywhere ever again. I mean, maybe you get plastic surgery and change your name, perhaps. That's the size of the obstacle they are putting in front of not just free speech, but again, a business. She was a journalist. She was the first to report accurately on Ilhan Omar's anti-Semitism, and she paid for it with her business. And her life, really, in terms of her work life, her career, it's over. It's done. She's had a lot. Good luck. I mean, honestly, good luck getting a job as a waitress after that. What, you want to hire a neo-Nazi? I want to have leftists outside your Chili's restaurant chanting in the parking lot? Honest to God, where would you go work at this point? Maybe do sex work in New York. I don't know. If they let you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.